Hey guys, welcome to the Troubled Podcast. I've been gone for a while, but I'm back now, and I'm ready to make some cool content. Today, we're going to be talking about two different things. We're not really going to talk about a weird mystery. I'm going to vaguely mention something that I think is pretty weird, and a lot of other people, I guess, did too. But I wanted to talk about the Grand Canyon, and then some stuff that has been upsetting me lately that I consider lies. They are not connected, so don't think I'm going to be talking about lies about the Grand Canyon, because that is not today's subject. The lies are more in reference to the media apparatus and their sourcing system, and not necessarily just their sourcing system, just the lengths that they will go to get just a little bit more clicks on a video. It almost seems clickbaity, like they're just now catching on to what people have been doing on YouTube for years and years and years and years. They're like, oh yeah, if I just put in this one bad title and then a couple paragraphs down completely discredit the title, it'll be okay. Nobody can call me on it. But I've noticed. And I'm not going to go deeply into it because I'm actually preparing I'm preparing some of these articles. And I wanted to actually source all of this stuff, so I'm just going to reference it, and we're going to go deeper into it in a different video. This is just a quick video that I hope you get, podcast, whatever you want to call it, that I hope you guys are listening to. And if you don't remember who I am the host of The Troubled, and the name comes from the fact that, I'm constantly troubled by dumb ideas, like, I literally made this entire podcast today. I was going to talk mostly about the Grand Canyon. And that was just because I saw some dumb video while getting my dopamine hit on TikTok. Not TikTok, Instagram. I don't like TikTok. On Instagram. I was watching some videos and I stumbled across something that I didn't necessarily want to see, but I did. And the way that it cut, I needed to see the rest of the video. So, before we start this, I want you guys to take a guess, just to yourself, how many people do you think die at the Grand Canyon every single year? I know I'm posing that question like it's going to be insane, and you're probably thinking, well, the way he said it, it's got to be hundreds. Is that that high? Be realistic. How many people do you think you die at the Grand Canyon every single year? So, what made me get into this topic is I basically saw this video of this woman who was on an area of the Grand Canyon that she definitely shouldn't have been. It looked like it was signed out and there was fencing, and her and some other people hopped. And the video was titled, Woman Falls into the Grand Canyon. So I watched the video. It was on YouTube, so you know they didn't show nothing. But the way it cut as she was slipping. And I didn't even know she actually fell. I tried to find out if that was the whole video or if it was cut or edited by going online because, like I said, troubled by questions, and I couldn't find it. But what I did find was a plethora upon plethora upon plethora of missing cases, videos of other people falling off, and it was kind of like, what the actual hell is wrong with people? So the first video I saw that brought me into looking into all this stuff was that woman, and then I saw a video of a guy who was sitting on the edge in an area that was fenced off directly behind him while a woman said, hey, come back, come back. At some point, he gets so low that he realizes he can't come back anymore. And only a few seconds later, he falls. You don't see him until the very end when he almost reaches the edge of another cliff that would have dropped hundreds on hundreds of feet farther than the already couple hundred feet fall. His limp body rolls down, his arms are flailing around, and he comes to a stop. At that moment, I'm not really sure if he was dead. If he is, rest in peace, dude. If he's not, man, get your ass out of the hospital and make better decisions, because that looked terrible. It looked probably like one of the most painful things somebody can go through, falling down a cliff like that. And if he didn't die, if he did die, then he's a part of this statistic. It's about 12 people every single year die. And those are reported and recovered bodies. Okay? Since its opening in the 1800s, about 800 people have died there. And according to azcentral.com, the article is by Eldon Woods. I think he's a writer for The Republic. I don't necessarily know what that means, but now you guys know where my source is. And, he found a guy who was a tour, like a raft tour. By the way, rafting, another big killer in the canyon. So, he basically found a guy who had been documenting every death in and directly outside of the Grand Canyon for the last two decades. And his findings, Michael P. Guillory, I know I butchered that name, I'm sorry, who actually wrote a book based on all of these deaths, he says basically flat out every single death that he has ever counted has been either preventable, stoppable, or based off of negligence. Like, that's it. Like, these people shouldn't have had to die, and they did, just by doing something stupid. And I don't necessarily blame people. You're living life, man. You don't always want to be so carefree. I mean, not carefree. Having so many cares, I guess. The exact opposite of carefree. You want to have some fun. You want to goof around. The Grand Canyon is not the place to goof around, let me tell you. Not only do 12 people die every single year here from so many different circumstances that all happen at the Grand Canyon that are preventable, the amount of people who have gone missing at the Grand Canyon is a number that is almost as crazy. I can't find exact stats, and I don't know if that's Grand Canyon cover-up or whatever, but it's a lot. Just type in missing at Grand Canyon, and you will find article after article after article after article after article after article. They seem to never stop. And I don't know if that is trafficking, because over 6 million people from all across the world go to the Grand Canyon every single year. I don't know if it's kidnapping, which, again, 6 million people, or if it is just stupidity of people falling into areas where they couldn't be seen, can't be seen, by rangers, by passerbys, or whatever. They were doing something dumb, going past areas that were gated off, and they fell. And it's very sad, but it happens. My entire point of this is that the Grand Canyon is like that family destination that's in the movies. Like, oh, we're going to go down to the Grand Canyon, hop in the damn station wagon. Wait, what is it? Station wagon. That's like the stereotypical movie vehicle. Hop in the station wagon. We're going to go to the Grand Canyon and see the sights. I don't know if I want to take my daughter there. 12 people. Because, if you think about it, that's just the reported stuff. There's probably a lot more than that. There's a chance that if nothing happens to me, nothing happens to my girlfriend, nothing happens to our daughter, we could see something horrible happen. And I don't know if I necessarily want to explain life and death to a child. Yes, they will need to understand these things eventually, but not like that. it's kind of just a little bit of a rant, like, you know, just be careful. A lot of people die at the Grand Canyon. I didn't know that, and I wanted other people to know that. There's not really anything insane going on here. There's no conspiracy, even though it does sound like, and please go read this article by, like I said, the azcentral.com/story/news/local/Arizona. So, you know, like, there's, if you go read it, it does seem like there's a lot of stuff that's not reported, you know, and that's a little bit of sketchiness to me. I don't know if that's protecting the park, because you'd think with all these signs, like, how could they get sued anyways? But I don't know if that's protecting the park or how exactly it is, but yeah, a lot of people die there. And the reason why, and this is the last fact I'll throw out to you about the Grand Canyon, and I'll tell you one weird little mystery about it. It is 6,000 feet deep in some areas. I don't know how deep that is in kilometers. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't use the metric system. I'm from America. You know how it is. We don't use the metric system. I know. We're trash. Sorry. That's over a mile deep. I can't believe I just conflated feet with kilometers. Sorry about that. I was going to say it's over a mile deep in some areas, and I don't know how to translate that to kilometers. Excuse me. I'm not as dumb as I just sounded, I promise. So if you do fall, there is a large percent you're probably going to die. You're probably not going to make it out of it. You're probably not going to be the lucky guy who hits that ledge like that one dude did in that video, and then a plane's going to come. And like I said, I don't even know if he did live. A helicopter came. So he got out of it. I do want to say the names of, I want to say the names of two missing people. That went missing at the Grand Canyon. So please, like, look these guys up and look at their story. And maybe if you live near there, you can help out where you can. John Pennington abandoned his car and believed to be on a yellow motorcycle. And he was last seen at the Grand Canyon. So if you see him or want to look into the story, please do it. And there is another man, Charles Leon, 49, was last seen on June 10th. His car was found at Lippin Point. He was apparently headed toward the Grand Canyon alone. So if you want to look at that story and think maybe, you know, spread it around if you can. And if we can help some people, we can help some people. That'd be super cool. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say about the Grand Canyon and why I'm kind of afraid of it and why you guys should be careful if you ever go there. The weird thing about the Grand Canyon, and I think you guys should definitely look into this, there is layers of rock that are only 250 million years old on top of 1.2 billion year old dirt. They don't know where the missing dirt is that was in between it. We don't know how it got piled up like that. It just happened. So, if you're interested in weird geological fucking mysteries, there you go. Look into it. And since we're done with the Grand Canyon stuff, I'm just going to give you guys, like, just a little hint of what I'm talking about. And then next episode, or maybe the one after that, I will be doing, like, a full-blown thing about this. So, I've recently noticed that a lot of, and I've noticed this for a while, but I never really looked into it, when these websites like CNN, Fox News, etc., 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 it seems like more and more they are using themselves as a source. Like, oh, we heard this from this reporter. And then it's like, well, who did that reporter hear it from? Well, they heard it from this reporter. Well, where did that reporter hear from? Well, they saw it on Twitter. And where did they see that on Twitter? Well, from somebody who's anonymous on Twitter. And this entire story can spiral from a tweet that has no actual source foundation. And this is what I'm talking about right now, a very specific incident that I will actually be mentioning inside of the longer video, but it is something that is actually occurring in many, many different ways. Like, this person heard from an anonymous source, which could be any Joe Schmo, that they heard this, and then they report, like, one site will report on it, And then another one will use the report of the other report as its source for the report. It's like, not report, the article. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you use an article that doesn't have a, like, a confident source as a source? It doesn't make a lot of sense. But like I said, I don't want to divulge too much into it. That's not this episode. I just wanted to give you guys a quick one so I could say that I did it. And yeah, I promise to be getting back with you guys as soon as I can. It's been fun talking with you about the Grand Canyon and its many dangers. And I hope you guys all have a great day. And I will see you in the next episode of The Troubled. Have a good one.